This was Badia East. Thousands of Nigeria's poor called this plot of swampy land near the Lagos port home. But bulldozers razed most of it shortly after a judge awarded the land to a traditional ruler last month. Some residents, like Oluwasan Ayanuru, still live amid the rubble. This shack is his only shelter from Lagos's seasonal rains.
I just use a little bit experience for me to just make it, to just become where I would just put my head for the meantime, because we don't know where we're going now.
Slum demolitions are nothing new in Africa's largest city. Badia East was created in the 1970s, after the government forced people off a nearby parcel of land. Local leaders say they have been fighting periodic eviction attempts ever since. Then came last month's demolition. Nothing was spared, not even the local clinic. Amnesty International and the Nigeria-based Justice and Empowerment Initiatives condemned the action as a violation of Nigerian and international law. Advocates for Badia East say the slum was demolished to make way for a state housing project called the Home Ownership Mortgage Scheme. Part of that project is already being built on a section of the slum demolished 2 years ago. A state government spokesman did not respond to a request for comment. Bimbo Oshobi lost her family home and everything in it.
What we were told here, I knew many were lied to, which includes me.
Oshobi says no one in the community has received compensation. Despite the demolitions, some people have not moved on. They simply have nowhere to go. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
This is accurate for testing.